Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi there, what seems to be the problem?
My car's been acting really strangely lately. The engine always makes funny noises when I turn the key.
Sounds like a problem with the ignition. I'll check it out this afternoon and call you if it's anything serious.
Okay, thanks. I'll be at work all afternoon though, so I'd better give you my office number. It's 386-4235.
Number 41. Who most likely is the man? Number 42. What does the man think the problem might be?
Number 43. Where will the woman wait for his call?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Do you have everything you're going to need for the office orientation session on Wednesday?
No, actually. I still need a few more binders. I prefer ones with the company logo on them.
Not a problem. Just fill out a request form and leave it with me. I should be able to get those for you.
Okay. I'll have it on your desk by the end of the day. Thanks a lot.
Number 44. When is office orientation? Number 45. What does the woman need? Number 46. What should the woman do for the supplies?
Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello there. I'm calling to try and get some information on service to Atlanta.
Atlanta? Let's see. We have flights leaving every weekday at 11:30 a.m. and 6:50 p.m.
Okay. I'll check my schedule for the week and call back to make a reservation.
That's fine, sir. Just don't leave it too late. These flights normally fill up about 2 days in advance.
Number 47. What information does the woman provide? Number 48. When does this airline offer flights to Atlanta? Number 49. Why does the woman advise the man to hurry? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. The manager of the Human Resources Department wants to move some of the labor force around.
That would certainly be more efficient. There are too many people doing clerical work right now.
That's right. With Christmas just around the corner, we could use some extra hands in shipping.
And in the new year, the accounting department will need extra help with all the receipts.
Number 50. What is the manager of human resources responsible for? Number 51. What happens around Christmas time? Number 52. Where does the woman suggest sending more employees in January?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I was wondering if you could tell me what the charge is for an hour of parking here.
It's $7 for the first hour and $2 for each additional hour.
That's a bit expensive. I just need to run into a store for a minute or two. I only have to pick up a few small items.
The place behind the movie theater only charges $3 an hour. You might want to try over there.
Number 53. Who is the woman? Number 54. Where is the man going? Number 55. Why does the woman tell him to go somewhere else? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. I'm really interested in buying this car, but I'm not a fan of the color. Does it only come in red?
We only have red in the showroom at the moment, but you can order one in blue, black, or silver. There's also the option of a CD player for an extra $200.
I don't need the CD player, but I think I'd like to order a silver one. How long will it take to deliver?
If we do the paperwork now, you should have it in about 3 weeks.
Number 56. What color is in stock right now? Number 57. How much does the CD player cost? Number 58. How soon will the man get his car? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Janet, the new access cards are ready to be picked up. Have you got yours yet?
No, not yet. I've been pretty busy. I'm going to stop by the security office after lunch.
Really? Then how did you get into the office this morning if you didn't have a card?
I just asked the security guard. Luckily, he recognized me.
Number 59. When will she go to the security office? Number 60. How did the woman get into the office? Number 61. What can be inferred about Janet? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. I have to dash across the street to the camera store on my break this afternoon.
Why? Are you thinking about buying a new camera?
No, the battery in the office camera died, so I have to pick up a new one.
That's right. I forgot that Mr. Michaels asked you to take some shots of the press conference.
Number 62. When will the man go to the store? Number 63. Why is the man going to the camera store? Number 64. What is being photographed? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Gerald will be picking us up at 5 o'clock, right after we finish the bus tour.
What are we going to do after that? Will we just go back to the hotel and take it easy?
We'll head back to the hotel, but only to get changed. We're meeting everyone at the restaurant at 7.
What a long day. I'm definitely going to sleep in tomorrow.
Number 65. When will the speakers meet Gerald? Number 66. Why will they go back to the hotel? Number 67. Where will they be tonight? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation. Should I put the sale signs up outside the shop now?
No, it's better to wait until tomorrow. There are still lots of other things to do first.
What about the window display for the children's sizes? Do you want me to start working on that?
Yes, you can get going on that while I lay out the boots and sandals on the table at the back.
Number 68. Where do the speakers probably work? Number 69. When does the woman want to put the signs up? Number 70. What will customers see in the window? Go on to the next page.